ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
मधुभोज
मधुभोज
दशाध
दशाध अंधक
विष्णु
भगवतीं
आत्मतुल्यबलैर्गुप्तार्थोगवती
मधुर्भोज दशार्ध अंधक
विष्णु
आत्मतुल्य एज गुड एज सेल बल्य डिस्टेंस गुप्ता प्रोटेक्टेड प्रेजेंटेड भोगवती कैपिटल ऑफ नागलोक
Translation and purported by His Divine Grace, Shri Ramakrishna Swami. As Bhogavati, the capital of Nagaloka, is protected by Nagaloka, so was Dwarka protected by the descendants of Rishi, Bhoja, Madhur, Prasada, Arha, Kukura, Andhaka, etc., who were as strong as Lord Krishna. The Nagaloka planet is situated below the Earth planet, and it is understood that the sun rays are hampered there. The darkness of the planet is, however, removed by the flashes of the jewels set on the heads of Naga celestial serpents. And it is said that there are beautiful gardens, rivulets, etc., for the enjoyment of the Nagas. It is understood here also that the place is well protected by the omnipotence. So also the city of Dwarka was well protected by the descendants of Vishnu, who were as powerful as Lord insofar as He manifested His strength in this earth.
ॐ अज्ञातिरन्धस्य
तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं लोकरामेयं ददाति स्वपदाञ्जलिम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुगापदकमलं श्रीगुरो वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं चाग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साधैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदां सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगत पते गोपेश गोपिका कंत राधा कंत नमस्ते कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी कृष्णानुपते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीमदादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे
मधु भोज दशार्थ कुक्कुरांगक वृष्णि आत्मतुल्य पदे दुक्ताम नांगे भोगवती As Bhagavati, the capital of Nagaloka, is protected by the Nagas, so was Dwarka protected by the descendants of Vishnu, Bhoja, Madhu, Dasharatha, Arha, Kukura, Andhaka, etc., who were as long as Lord Krishna. Why they were as strong as Lord Krishna?
The descendants of
Descendants of Lord Krishna. Krishna was born in the Vrishni dynasty. So, even the predecessors appeared by his design. He requested the predecessors also to come and appear to help him in his pastimes. So, when Lord Krishna desires and takes manifest, it is of the same value as the Lord Himself. Now, why then Dwarkapuri is to be compared with Nagaloka? Because Nagaloka is supposed to be very, very powerful. In Tamogo. Just lived there in Patalo. And then famous Nagas. The Nagas were produced as the progeny of Kashyap Muni, who had two other wives, Kadru and Vanita. Kadru and Vanita were four wives, and yet there was so much enmity between them. But they were following religious principles, even though they were enemies. But it is said that Vanita tolerated Kadru's unfriendliness. She would always cheat Kadru's. So in Mahabharata, this is very well explained, that during the churning of ocean of milk, so many jewels came. Very powerful beings also appeared. One of was the horse called Uchaishrava. And it was the demons who wanted to possess, not the demigod. Because this horse, the name of the horse is also cited in Bhagavad Gita, that amongst the horse, Amputation. The story goes like that, that when the horse was produced, these ladies were far away from the shore. They were not allowed, but only the demons were, and the demigods. on the other side of the chapel doors. So when they heard Uttari Shala was produced at the end of Jagrani, means it was already night approaching, so nobody could stay. Now, as the enmity between the two was growing, because the demons were supposed to possess, so even the demonesses, the wives of the demons, would also want to share the good. So, whatever the share they will receive doesn't matter. But because the immediate enmity between Kathuru and Vanita was there, Vanita proposed, "Hey, you will win if you tell me right. We haven't seen. We will see the horse in the morning, right? But let's bet now." What? How is the tail of the horse? Is it black or white? I am seeing in my dream it is black. Colossal. So because it's a bet, Vanita didn't have any option but to tell light. Right? So, Uttari Shala is white horse. But the demon's desire is to pollute, because Uttari Shala will have potency of the Lord. It belongs to the Lord. But because the booty has to be shared between demigods and demons, because they are working hard, right? So, yesterday we saw this is called Adipaya, and how it is destroyed. So, Kathuru and Vanita bet before they went to bed. And the demons have so much power. Kathuru tricky went to her husband and demanded sex. Just like Diti also demanded. So she can produce overnight the project. She conceived in her mind that she wants the project like this. Because of that, that the heads of the horse are black, according to Kathuru. So she contemplated it and told her husband, "I want a progeny. It has a long body. Long body. Like a rope." And because she conceived in her mind first, there were black snakes produced to her. And Vanita similarly went to her husband Kashyap and demanded sex, that she wants a lot of help, you know, to at least get the booty. Otherwise, she knew that her cousin was going to be cheap. So, Kashyap fulfilled her desire too, but she contemplated for a fearless and winged creature that would fly in the sky. So, she loved Guru. So when morning appeared, Kathuru ordered all her progeny go and seek on the horse's tail. So all the servants went and stuck. And the tail of the horse. So even though it was white, it will be seen black. That was the trick. Now, this is Nagaloka, the Pasadaloka. So the sixth ingredient. Kadru had famous sons called Ananda, Vasuki. She had Kaliya, she had the Stakshak. They were all famous snakes produced as progeny of Kadru. So when the morning approached, she was confident that her sons would be very obedient. Never mind. So she went to Vanika, says, okay, let's go and see the horse before we have leave. Awesome. So what do you see? And Vanika said, well, they are black. The tail is black. But Garuda was observing all this. So she felt cheated. But Garuda exposed her treachery, started attacking the snakes. So all the snakes feared Garuda. So Vanika was very patient. She prayed to the Supreme Lord, and please engage my son in your service. That would be a big compensation for getting cheated by the material nature. So, in this way, the Nagas were given domain in Nagaloka or Aloka, the Nagas residents. And Kaliya was there, first in Mahaloka. There are beautiful mountains and beautiful gardens and places, beautiful sense of joy, because the power is invested by dint of envious nature. So there will be a lot of competition. Competition is necessary if it is served for the purpose of Lord Krishna's pleasure. It is detrimental if it is for the purpose of self gratification. And it will give a complete opposite way. In devotional service, devotee is complete. Devotional without tinge of revenge. But here, a vengeful nature is being developed. So even though both snakes and reptiles and the birds, they are of the same father, of the same father, yet both are distinct species of life. Again, the nature of the living entity is dictated by the composition of the mold of material nature. And at the time of conception, when these powerful mothers contemplate in their mind of those natures, therefore, such progeny is produced. So here we see that they have their own domain, Nagaloka. That's beautiful. Nagapatnis are also having so much confidence. They got their share from the awesome milk channel. So now, here it is a comparative situation we find in the sloka. That on one behalf, Dwarkapuri is protected by the expansions of Lord Krishna,
but at the same time, they are pure devotees of Lord Krishna.
And they are also very powerful,
as long as they are in connection with Krishna. So, this Andak and Vishni, Vishni Bhojan, Madhu, Dashadha, Prahur, and Andak, these are the dynasties that Krishna is related to. But devotional service taught Kunti Devi to tell them, please free me from Rushni dynasty's attachment as well as Pandu's, the dynasty maternal relations. So paternal relations and maternal relations. We see that these are expansions of Lord Krishna, who are very powerful, just like Lord Krishna. Just like Lord Krishna. But yet, because everything is emanation of Lord Krishna, both for Nagaloka and for the Yadus, yet the word is used Atmatulya Palayir Guptam. The one who has been favored by the Lord, he established his own potency, personal potency, Atmabhava, Atmatulya. Now is received by the taint of their desires. But these dynasties, and they receive by the desire of the Lord. That's the difference. So in the material world, if you want to explain something of spiritual world, you have to take an allegory of material world to show. But our understanding should be developed on the basis of that whether it is a demanded strength or it is a bestowed strength. Demanded strength or bestowed strength? Do we have the strength in our body on the basis of our own desires and demands? Or do we have any inclination or power to serve the Lord and utilize the same strength as if it has been gifted to us? So two notions or two views are there. But yet, in the material world, we have to use this as an allegory. An allegory is not an exact example, but an appropriate example to understand something that can be understood better, easier, but it does not convey the absolute sameness. We have to understand through the discrimination. Means, if it is real or if it is temporary, if it is desired or if it is gifted, we can change that desire. When we are cravings, what we do is on our own desire. Therefore, we are liable for the reactions of the craving. But when we come to Krishna consciousness, we turn that desire to serve the Lord instead of our own sense gratification. So what happens?
it liberates us from the entanglement. So, therefore, Krishna advises that if you want to become an example how to perform such activity, how to perform such activity and turn into Krishna conscious activity, you have to explain it in this way. Krishna advises Arjuna that na buddhi vedam janayet adhyana. Those who are ignorant mass of people who you are going to preach, don't create a delusion of doubt in their mind. Na buddhi vedam. Buddhi vedam means don't create a controversy. Right now you are saying like this, and then you will change it. You will change it. Right? Arjuna also tried to understand Krishna's equivocal words. And the third chapter he said, Jayasi Chit Karmasti Madhavuddhi Janatana Tatri Ghore Mahdi Yoja Sikesha. You are telling to give up the work. And again you are telling to engage in fighting. So you want me to engage in karma? And then you say, oh then you give up, we can finish. How is so? He is confused. He is telling, Jayasi, Chet Karmasti. If you are saying like this, completely opposite. Matalutya Janada, you are confusing me. Tatkin Karmani Ghore Maham. Then what is the purpose of to forcefully engage me in this work? Krishna explained, oh, don't misunderstand. There is a way through the knowledge aspect, there that you can become detached. And there is also an engagement of karma as my service. You get the result. So in the same way, when we are acting according to the desire of the Lord, we think we are very insignificant. We are totally dependent upon the mercy of the Lord. Because simply the Lord is telling us to fight against Maya. So, we will never think I am the doer. Never think. Our ego will be disowned. False ego will be disowned. So, to perform an act of Krishna consciousness, it means never claim any credit, but become an instrument in the hand of the Lord. Well, if you have your own desire, then you will think you are the doer. Not you are the instrument. But you are the doer, yes. So in this way, we see that the nature of the Nagas, because the desires were so much prominent, Kalu's version, the Nagas, their capital is called Bhogavati. The capital is called Bhogavati. One who simply thinks of sense gratification. Means one who utilizes all his five senses simply to associate with the objects of sense gratification. and nothing else. So that is both of the one who thinks this field, yesterday we were telling about the field of activity as a bogus. You have to cultivate it so you can reap off the reason. But instead of cultivation, you want to swallow the whole thing. You want to gratify the senses. Don't cultivate the senses, and yet you want to gratify the senses. How is it possible? So that is called Bhogavati, the capital of Nagaloka. So Nagas protect this capital. By hook or crook. So how Dwarka is protected? Dwarka is protected similarly by the Lord's own expansion, own energies for the service. How we should protect the body as an instrument. Never destroy this body. Even one who wants to commit suicide, what right does he have? It's an instrument of the Lord. To serve the Lord, to cultivate the field, to report the results as an online model. Rather than thinking oneself as sensitive child. So in so many ways we can understand the comparative example, but it is not that actual. That's why it's called an element. We can understand something of similar nature, but in detail you will see it's completely opposite. So that's called an element. It's a physical example of something similar. Yesterday in the evening when we were talking about the book distribution, we read that passage. Prabhupada writes on that. Because the love of Godhead is overflowing, so even though we have material desires, but yet engaged in these transcendental activities of sankirtan and movement, rest assured that you will be dragged in the flood. And so forth. So never mind, you will overcome those so-called temporary discomforting nature of the sense gratification. It will subside, but keep on engage yourself into this transcendental activities for distribution, preaching. The book distribution, the books are basis, which changes the essence of the very next one. Right? But then theory is the force. It means if you engage in book distribution, you will become a preacher. Not only that, you will become certified. And in that liberated state, you can utilize anything and convert it into something. Yatha artham upayojyatah. Yatha artham upayojyatah. Rupa Goswami says, because it is in connection with Lord Krishna, you don't give up. Don't give up even the so-called material modes, then you will come and join Krishna. consciousness. No, join Krishna consciousness right away. And those base modes will be dissipated. Because the power of the mercy of the Holy One is so powerful. So please give the advantage to all the people who are ignorant and sweep them away in the flood of Sankirtan movement. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any question? Yeah.
I think, has very warm friends, but like in case of Kaliya, the Ravati, they offer such wonderful prayers to the Lord. So how is it possible?
Why not? They must have heard it in previous times. It's not possible. Unless and until they receive the benediction. They understood that Kaliya is very popular. But when they saw the little boy who was so wonderful, attractive, they immediately got their consciousness revived and understood. Even in such body called snake's body. Can you call me back in 10 minutes, please? I'm here in class.
And we often hear the narrations in the Srimad Bhagavatam how the various delegative species operate in this way. So how we know?
You know Darwin's way? That's the only way to understand? Okay. It's a desire. Even in the human body, if you desire not a dog or a cat, once you accept that mentality, in human body. So, to receive an appropriate body after that, it's a natural arrangement. We are doing unnatural. We are violating. So, as many desires are there, as many species of life is there. So, even to translate it from one body into a different body, it simply depends upon the desire. But there is also a supervision as the result of the karma is obtained through in the 18th chapter, the five factors of obtaining the result of a karma. And out of that, you can see, where is the Bhagavad Gita? पंचतराणी महाबाहु तरणानि निबोधने सांख्य कृतांडे प्रोक्तानि सिद्धिय सर्वकर्मणा अधिष्ठान च तथा कर्ता कर्णम च तथा विधम विधाश्च पृथक चेष्टा दैव चे भाष्य पंचम त the place of action, the body, the performer, the various senses, and many different kinds of endeavors. And ultimately, the super soul are the five factors of an action. So, according to these five factors, we act and we reap the result. But the act and the person who is performing, if he changes his desire, then Adhisthanam is the body. I got a human body, like, but I'm changing my desire. How will you act like a dog? In the human form of body. And I'm acting like this, I'm putting the endeavor, different kind of endeavor, which is related to the dog, not to the human God. And my senses. I want to enjoy my senses like dogs. So instead of utilizing the restraint on the senses so I can become a good human being, I want to misuse the senses. Then what happens? The super soul, who is sitting within the own heart, he sees. And he said, okay, I'll give you an appropriate dharma. Right now you are simply struggling in the human body to enjoy your life. So it is non-congenial situation because the body is not resolved. The senses are supposed to perceive, have, perceptions. Transcendental perceptions. Instead, you want to enjoy life at all. So, that soul who is under that bewilderment simply by observing the dog's act, and he wants to become a dog. I'll give you the example. When we went to America in the early 70s, we didn't have jobs. It was heavy duty recession going on in 71. But somehow or other, we'll go and come back and live in the cluster of single persons of the same locality or friends stay together before settling down. But every evening after coming from the hard work or whatever it is, then sit in front of the TV. And the TV bombards advertisement of dog food in so many alluring ways. That they are so much pampered. The cats and dogs are so much pampered in the Western country. And here, the Hindus, the Indians are coming to earn money and they have to struggle. It's okay. It's better to become a dog here. That's the very first, desire develops. That this life of hermits and dogs is much more better than. But who knows? You have desire, and you will become a dog, but whether you are born in India, then you won't be happy. You won't be prepared for that. So, in this way, the different species of life, they were existing before Brahma had to create, saying the properties are those living entities. Generally, during the dissolution, the Jivatma remains in suspended state with subtle body, not gross body, because it's already known. So, when Brahma wakes up, he starts offering different kinds of bodies. That is his job. and that what we call creation. And it is for some time, yes, sustenance is there. Again, this is. So, after achieving human body, it will still think that although life is better, and we come to the desire, we imitate dogs with many times. The functions of dogs are taken as an example for human to behave. Hey, don't come into my territory. This is my boundary. If you come, I'll bark. And go. People do in human form of life like this. So naturally, they are paving their way. So in this way, we can see that Prapachyasta, that he actually contemplates in the mind, but then he acts also. Try to imitate. There's a soul who is contemplating and then acting, using the same field, a body which has all the senses engaging, then super soul is the only one to witness. So he says, okay. You become a cat, you become a dog, you become a tiger, again you become a mouse. So this is the way that the life cycle and body conception goes on and on and on. So, can you have that desire? Simply to cheat for sense gratification. How? The switch is on with the mind, but she doesn't know. This is the potency of the Lord that the demons want to possess, the demigods also want to possess. But the demigods want to possess for utilization for the benefit of everyone. The demons want for themselves. That's the difference. And this energy is there, and this nature. So in this way, when you see it, but the devotees will look through the same situation in a different way. If it's serving Krishna, yes. If it is not, reject. Any other question?
Well, today you touched upon the sense gratification, the engaging our senses towards the in favor of the Lord. But our flickering senses are also like they're not perfect. Now, how do we develop the habit of doubting over any other desires towards the
But that's why an expert spiritual master does not cause controversy in common people who are not intelligent. But he becomes an ideal example. Joshayat Sarvakarmani Mukta Sangam Samachari. If you want to guide the ignorant ones, then we have to become a son. Nabhutivyadam chanayadam gyanam kama sangina. They are attached to the fruits of their activities. But you become an expert and show how they can be engaged or connected in service of Krishna. That is the necessity. It will liberate you. A liberated person comes in midst of ignorant people to guide that liberated person. Example. Then it's possible. Such things cannot be done simply by So our spiritual master is absolutely necessary. Okay. That is the
rule.